After a week in custody, the Barry woman accused of impaired driving in a Southend crash that seriously injured three pedestrians made another court appearance this morning. Cassie Korzenko, 32, has been charged with three counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm in connection to a collision on the evening of Thursday, December 1 in front of Sadlin Arena. Korzenko was in court today, December 8. Via video remand from the Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene. She was held over for another court appearance scheduled for Tuesday, December 13 as she awaits a bail hearing. At approximately 6:30 p.m., Thursday, December 1, Barry police responded to the intersection of Bayview Drive and Mapleview Drive East for a serious collision involving multiple pedestrians struck by a vehicle. Police say the three pedestrians were struck by a vehicle traveling south on Bayview Drive. The vehicle then collided with two other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to a local hospital. Two of the pedestrians were airlifted to a Toronto area trauma center, one of whom suffered serious, life-threatening injuries. The third pedestrian was transported to a local hospital and was later also flown to a Toronto hospital. Empower Simcoe, which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities, has previously confirmed that one of the victims was a worker with their organization and the two others were athletes with Special Olympics. Empower Simcoe has not released their names, but said they are a 52-year-old female staff member and two male clients, aged 53 and 44. Empower Simcoe spokesperson Jamie Hall has said one of the men is no longer active with Special Olympics, while the other currently participates in his sport. Special Olympics Barry Community Coordinator Don Windross said while only one of the victims was definitely an active athlete, he was also supposed to have a shot at a big event in 2 years. The gentleman is an avid bowler, being a part of both Special Olympics Barry's 5 and 10-pin clubs, Windross said. The 5-pin bowlers are training for the upcoming provincial qualifier in April. The qualifier will decide who will move on to the national games in the winter of 2024 in Calgary, Alberta. The athlete who was injured would have been part of the qualifier. Windross said the Barry Special Olympics is a close-knit group, and in many ways like a family. Many of our athletes and coaches have been together for years. After 2 years of dealing with the isolation and worries of COVID, this event has increased our athletes' need for support, she said.